Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on March 9 regarding Gerardo, G-E-R-A-R-D-O, Aguilar, A-G-U-I-L-A-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Aguilar as described in the reports above. He appeared currently presented to the evaluation with his wife, named Magdalena Aguilar. We also had a bilingual medical scribe slash assistant present for the evaluation to help translate. But according to the information obtained from the examining in this fashion, Mr. Aguilar again alleges he was injured at work on 10-5-15 when he was lifting roofing debris with a shovel. But he believes he injured his back, waist, upper back, and arms and went to Lourdes Hospital emergency room afterwards, period. Yet further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of back and nerve problems. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, in paragraph per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 5/24/18 to be inserted here. Period, he applied for review of that award on 5/28/20. Period, Mr. Aguilar was then seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner on 5/19/21. Period. He briefly summarized the petitioner's early course of treatment. Period. In February 2021, he reached out to pain management at Virtual Health and was sent for 2 weeks of physical therapy without relief. Period. He also had one central injection without any relief and then bilateral injections with some significant release of his back pain. Period. Dr. Kirshner noted the diagnostic studies to date and performed a clinical exam. Period. His assessment was low back pain, greater than bilateral leg pain. Period. He concluded there are no spinal surgical treatment recommendations relative to the lumbar spine, but did recommend a home exercise program and deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He also cited the results of plain x-rays and MRI study of the lumbar spine from 1/24/21 that will be inserted as marked from this report. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed dirt under his fingernails and a rough texture to his hands bilaterally. For the rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower. Most of the right knee was full with crepitus but no tenderness. Period. Most of the left knee was full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. His knees were chafed bilaterally. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Knee maneuvers normal. Spine, cervical, normal. Thoracic, normal. Lumbosacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees flexion, but actively flexed at 65 degrees. Period. Extension bilateral rotation in the side bending were accomplished fully. Period. He was able to squat to 75 degrees with support. Period. He ambulated with a non-reproducible antalgic gait on the left. Period. On the right calf, there was an old round scar approximately 2 inches in diameter that was discoloration. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. He listed only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. This was entirely negative on the right. He was tender to palpation in the midline at L2 and L5, as well as at the lumbosacral junction. Period. He had positive axial loading, strength torsion, and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. Gerardo Aguilar injured his lower back at work on 10-5-15. Period. We will insert what I marked from my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here in 2018, he He received an order approving settlement. Period in 2020, he filed for review of that award. Period in that regard, he was seen by Dr. Kirshner on 5/19/21. Period, he noted results of more recent x-rays and MRI of the lumbar spine. That will be inserted here. Period, he deemed the petitioner, again, was at maximum medical improvement. Period, the paragraph of the current examination was not particularly revealing relative to the lumbar spine. Period, neural tension signs were negative. Period, he had a telangic, non-reproducible gait on the left. Period, there were skin changes on his knees and hands consistent with someone who remains physically active in strenuous activities. Period. And then we will insert my permanency rating and causation also as marked. And that's the end.